7-0. Okay, so we've called this meeting to order. Our first business is the election of officers. No, we have a quorum. We are, you, yes,
We are good because we
because
have majority of the
CFO.
select board. I'm calling the treasurer, the lister, and we and just basically
Exactly.
good.
All right, we're opening for officers. Do I, anyone want to hear nominations for chair?
I'd like to nominate Rich Reno as chair.
I'll second that nomination.
I refuse.
I'd like to nominate Jason as chair.
I'll second that.
Guess it's not a, I is there a vote on this?
Yes,
Okay.
I'm trying to write some names down before I lose my train of thought.
Okay, very good.
All those in favor of Jason becomes
Aye.
chair? Oh, everyone jumps. Any opposed? Hearing none, and Jason Kupel is elected chair of the Board of Abatement. Now we need a vice chair.
I'll nominate Glenn as vice chair. I'll second.
Okay. Call. Anyone, all those in favor of Glenn Travers? Aye. Anyone opposed? Congratulations, Glenn and Jason. Okay. We're going to review the minutes of the August 5th, 2024 Board of Abatement hearing. Approval of the minutes.
Are you looking for a motion?
I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from the August 5th, 2024 meeting as written.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I wasn't present,
You're
so
going to
I will abstain. Yeah.
let's see. All those opposed? Motion carries. Right. I think this is now yours, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All right. The next order of business is the abatement request by Joseph and Susan Dayton regarding parcel ID 2153-10, sorry, 21-53-10, in arrears currently, and they're seeking relief. So, Mr. Dayton, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about your request and why you believe it should be granted?
I don't. I'm not, I don't want to be completely. I just want a portion of it. I don't want the whole. Can I do that?
Well, I mean, actually, generally, when
he can ask for anything he wants.
You can ask for anything you'd like. We'd like to hear a little bit about, why you believe that this is necessary and why you believe we should abate part of it.
Well, I've been making payments of $325 a month for over a year. I just paid off the back tax, and now I'm paying on $225, I think.
At the moment, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
So,
please, please.
you just finished paying off 2023-24 tax
Yep,
year,
I
and
did.
now you're working on 24-25
I am.
now, and we are now that tax year has ended as of May 10th,
yep.
So now you're working on
paying
the
that
next
out.
One?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure we understand what year we're dealing with.
You know, I haven't missed a payment in a year. I've been $325 a month to pay for it.
Danny, do you know do we have a current balance right now, or is it simply he just hasn't paid anything from 24-25?
He hasn't paid anything from
okay.
24-25,
I just paid $225
today.
No, I paid that Friday.
Okay, so this is a copy of this.
Because the 325 had ended.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so in the booklet packet I gave everyone, the very last of the printout of the tax bill payments that Mr. Dayton has paid, the balance at that point was $274.87, if I'm reading that.
And I paid 301. The check I just gave her.
Am I reading that right?
I'm looking at page 17. Are you looking?
Yes.
And at the end, the parcel balance at $2,723.82.
And then grand total of three. That must be the interest and penalties. $3,200.
If
I'm sorry.
That's
yes, it is page 17.
Okay.
My last payment I just made on that.
So you said
301,
you said?
301 and change. I don't remember, okay. Sir.
So we're talking about roughly $3,000 in
payments. That got paid. I paid out. And then I brought her a check in for the starting a new payment.
Okay.
All right.
And Mr. Dayton, you said that you don't. Could you, to the best of your ability, tell us exactly what you're looking for us to do today? To reduce? Are you looking to reduce the payments? Are you looking
no,
to reduce the balance?
No. I guess what I'd like to find out is, I don't know how much I owe 2024.
Okay. It looks like.
If you haven't paid anything, Mr. Dayton.
Well, I think I have. I think some of that money I was paying went toward.
It's slightly less than 20. The taxes for the year before anything else, it's $2,397.24 are the taxes for 2024-25.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like your last year's, we go calendar year, July 1 to July 1.
Fiscal year.
Your taxes, if you're talking 24-25, the tax is due by the end of this month because of new July 1.
Well, the tax the last tax is due, the drop dead date before you add the 8% interest is May 10th. So everything kind of clears at May 10th. And so if he hasn't paid by that point, then he gets an 8%. But then the new tax year will start as of July 1st.
So you've got your 2 years back, the taxes are all paid up, it sounds like.
Yeah.
The taxes for this year, which was broken down to quarterly installments, looks like May 10th. That you're talking was the last one. You said you paid some because of 325 per month.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm trying to get right to.
That's right. Yeah.
If you've been paying 325 per month, it should come out to the 599.31 is what your quarterly.
I don't believe that he's paid anything currently that he's been only paying in arrears.
Yeah, because she said to me when I dropped out the $301, I took care of what I was behind, and then I bought her in $225 to start paying on 24 and 25.
But we're a year behind, so he wasn't catching up. He was just paying in arrears, from what I was understanding from you.
But the 225 that he just paid
would be
applied to this one.
Would be applied to that one. But I don't, you know, I didn't get that from my lien, obviously.
See what I'm, you know, what I'm trying to get right in my mind. When I read this, and we were paying $325 per month,
yep.
And I looked at the $24.25 quarterly payments that said it's $599.31.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying $325 per month for 1 year, you should have paid all of your last year's and some of this year's if every month was $320, because $325 times three is like $900. The numbers don't $975. The numbers don't come out right for me when I'm doing the math. So were there some months that you didn't pay $325?
No. The $325 was every month. I never missed a month.
Let's go back.
Is it my understanding that interest keeps accruing on what is owed? So
did the interest chew up all the extra? See, that's a see when I was looking at the problem to say I was trying to look at their paperwork beforehand and go, okay, I think what you're asking is you're all caught up, but you're all right now you're all for 1 year.
I do. I don't want to.
And you're looking
what's owed here
because you've been able to show that you can pay $325 a month.
Yep.
And what I think you're asking for is, can you continue to pay
$325?
Right, but I'm never going to get ahead.
So it comes to about 32 and change.
The interest alone.
We'll stop you from getting.
Yeah, 32.74.
As I'm understanding it, Mr. Dayton didn't want anything to go to the current tax year. He wanted everything to go to the past tax year, and therefore he was never making any headway. He's just always catching up. So on page 16. You would go back to here.
Are all the taxes and penalties paid prior to the 24-25?
I have not been made aware of.
Well, as it's showing here right now, as of 5/19, there was a balance of 551.05 for the 2024 tax year, and there's a balance due of 27.2382 for the 2025 tax year.
On page one, and it's, you know.
Got it.
Okay, you'll see that the 2024 tax year, he made no payments. You know, first, second, third quarter, there was nothing made. And that's
why it's built up.
That's why the numbers don't come up.
Yeah.
Right. That answers that.
Yeah. So he's paying in arrears, but you're never going to catch up unless you're putting something. Yeah, even part of that 300 something onto the current year.
All right.
I know you've done a great job as far as getting me straightened out as we're you know, we're getting things paid off and stuff. Eileen, she's doing a great job.
And you made, I'm sorry, Mr. Dayton, sorry to interrupt you. You made the payment of 301, you said, or
give it the last payment I just made.
When was that? Because
Thursday or Friday last week.
All right.
For June.
Okay, so 327.487 was the total, and then minus 301.
That took care of, that was the last payment
Right.
I had to make on that.
So we got.
So that had to be Thursday because I come in Friday and I started paying 225 on 24 and 25 taxes. Does that make any?
Oh yeah, it makes sense.
I mean, I've been paying as much as I can pay faithfully. 500 a month is not really too hard, too easy to come up with, but I've been doing it.
Okay. And you have indicated that your petition is brought under 24 BSA 1535A3, where it asks, which permits abatement of taxes or charges of persons who are unable to pay their taxes, charges, interest, and or collection fees. And that is correct? That's what you're proceeding under today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Mr. Dean, since you said that you don't want it all taken away, you just want something done with it, is there a proposal that you'd like to make in terms of either how much you want abated or how much you could pay a month or anything like that?
I mean, I could keep paying my 325 a month.
Okay.
And I'm back to work this summer now. I'm going to pay more now that I'm back to work.
Right.
With the understanding September, October, whenever we get done.
Right,
because I'm not going to be able to pay that extra, but I'm not going to have the income to pay that extra.
Right, because even if you pay the $325 a month, after 10 months, you would have basically retired last year's tax, and then you'll be back in the next tax.
New no tax.
Your tax yeah.
I don't know if I'm making any sense.
No, absolutely, sir. And it's your position that because of you do not have enough income after expenses to pay, continue paying for that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I did not want to. I don't want everything. I mean, I have responsibility to pay too. I don't want
sure
just totally wipe it out. No, if that's the case, then we'll just I'll keep going on. We were going on. I don't want. I'm not asking for to pay off all my taxes. I owe. No, I do not want that.
Can I ask you? You added up what he has it for.
Yeah. The expense sheet that he provided us. Mm-hmm. I added that up, and it came to $2,994. And so I wanted to ask on this, Mr. Dayton. You have your water listed at $224. Is that a month?
No.
Is that
no.
Okay.
No, that's. Every 3 months or whatever.
Okay.
That was my mistake. I should have broke that down. Sorry.
Nope. Just trying to get a handle on it.
Yeah.
And also, another question for you is you have veterinarian expenses at $125. Is that a month?
That's a month.
That is. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Also, I was going to ask, I'm sorry, Mr. Dayton, you had a personal loan for $166.04.
Yep.
Do you know when that will be paid off?
I think I've got another year on it. That was for my eyes. To be honest, sorry, boy, I had a board of one.
Okay.
And most everything you do comes out of your checking account.
Everything
comes out of your check.
Right.
I'm just trying to get one other question, if I can.
Sure.
In your application, you're saying you're asking for a little help.
Yep.
What little help? What are, I mean, that's pretty broad for me to
Well, I was asking.
What were you thinking? What makes it possible for you to pay your taxes?
Well, it was kind of rough the last 2 or 3 years with the fuel and everything else going on. I've had quite a lot of medical expenses in the last 2 years, which that's nobody's problem but mine.
Understood. And then you're on a fixed income, sir.
Yes, sir, I am. Thank God I got cemetery. Thank goodness.
But I guess I think what Glenn is asking, also I asked was, is it something you're asking for us to reduce?
Like K-24, well, I mean, it seems like I'm making payments, but I'm not getting ahead.
Right. And because, I mean, with that, is it basically you're, because what the payments you're making are covering your taxes for the previous year plus interest, but they keep accruing. So basically, if you keep paying what you're paying, probably you'll be in the same predicament.
That's what I mean.
So I'm just trying to calculate my own mind, saying if $325 that you're able to put aside each month to go towards taxes.
Yep.
If you religiously put $325 a month aside, what's the dollar amount needed to get you to where you're starting at a point that $325 puts you where your taxes are paid and you're never in arrears? That's really what why I'm asking the question.
Here's what it is, what I saw. Basically, on the current tax bill, it's $599.61. Over a year, if you take
it's shy of $2,400.
Right. If you break that down over 12 months, that's, you know, 2,400 times, that's $200 a month. So $200 a month, if he paid that continuously, would give on the current amount, would cover that.
Would get
Yeah. So, but you know, so if that's what it is, if he paid $325 a month, he would be paying. Yeah, I mean, he'd be paying in arrears consistently, and so.
That's what I mean. I'm never getting.
Right.
I make my payments, but I'm not going nowhere.
Right.
That's
so, I mean, is it
good?
Yeah. Because
of
the interest and benefit.
Yeah.
Right. So my question is, you know, you're working this summer. You usually don't have that income in the winter.
No.
So you're not really missing it so much in the winter. You're surviving without it. Could you put that entire paycheck that you're making?
Oh, God, no, ma'am.
No.
No. Please. No. I'm not going to give my whole paycheck. No.
Even half of your paycheck.
Oh, I said I would give $225 pay period, and that's what I'll do.
$225?
Is that in addition to the $325 a month, or is that just $225?
I guess I'm confused.
Oh,
I just paid her $301,
okay,
that took care of that $325 I've been paying for over a year.
Okay, correct. And so moving forward from that, how much are you going to be able to pay a month? Would you be able to pay a month?
All I can do is just keep going with this $325.
Okay.
And I don't want to sit here and commit to, okay, I'll give another $150. I can do $150 out of every paycheck. That's $300 more a month. I'd be more than glad to do that. I can't take my whole check, please.
That would be $475 a month.
Yeah, the $325. It costs, I'll do 150.
Plus 150 is 475 now.
Yep.
Right. Because I think that with that, if it was 475 a month, I think that would probably eat a good deal.
The whole problem is we've got to get you so you're paying your back and your present so that you're not just constantly
getting
you know, losing,
penalties,
right.
losing ground.
Continually coming on.
Yeah.
Right? And we haven't helped. We just made it separate.
So,
I don't know
but as of you said you paid 300 and something, but 200 and 301.
I paid 301
last week.
Yeah, then I came in. Well, I'll tell you when I paid the 301 was on the 10th, whatever day that was. I believe it was on a Wednesday or Tuesday.
It was last Tuesday. Yeah.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
But that still really hasn't made a dent in the 3,200.
No, what I'm trying to get is, I come in on payday and gave her 225, George.
So every 2 weeks?
Yes.
Towards current?
I don't know. She said she was gonna some towards current, some towards rear. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't.
Well, I remember talking to you and Eileen about this on a few occasions, and that you wanted it to go only towards the arrears, which wasn't helping you stay afloat.
Right, right. That's where the help I want. I guess some help figure out where I can. I don't have a problem making payments every month.
Yeah,
none.
I think the issue is you've got to split it between past and current.
That's what you were talking to Joe
about. Yeah, and if you do that instead of quarterly, every month, and we have a lot of people who pay every month just so they never get behind.
No, I don't have a problem paying what I've been paying.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's your problem.
If you could pay quarterly on the present every month, you'd have to pay $200 a month.
I just did a quick, this is a very rough calculation, but basically the past due is about $3,000, and then the current taxes per year about $2,400.
Yeah.
The amount that you need to pay, that you'd have to pay $5,400 a year to keep that up, and that breaks down to about $450 a month. That's what it would do. And that might not cover all of the interest and penalties, but it would cover a good deal of it.
Well, what I'm saying is if he could find a way to pay the current taxes every month. So every 3 months he's making that payment right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then he's not gonna have any more penalties. He's
right.
gonna catch up on them arrears.
Right.
He'll eventually get ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If
he did that still talk about what I was, see, I could pay?
Yeah.
The 325 and the 150, or no?
Well, I mean,
And that's something that will, you know, would be discussed
in
our deliberative session.
Yeah.
Okay, that right.
Might
I mean, what I was going to say, Mr. Dayton, is if you could pay 325 plus 150, you said, from your paycheck?
Every 2 weeks, I can do a 150, yes.
Okay, because that, if you paid that regularly and kept up those payments consistently,
yeah.
And after about probably a year, that would retire everything, plus it would
be. Yeah, but I understand that. September, October, I don't have.
You don't have that.
You can't pay that.
That's what I'm trying to explain. Yeah, understood. I can't.
So I think the. I mean, if Mr. Dayton can't pay any more, I think the only thing.
If I can pay any more, yes, sir, I'll pay.
Well, no. I understand it, but I mean, assuming that everything stays the way it is this minute, then I guess that he wouldn't be able to catch up except it, unless some part of it was abated.
And you know, I'm looking at some of these payments that come out, and you know, I'm budgeting my life too, but I'm seeing your cell phone as $100 a month.
That's two of them.
That's two of them. In my household, two phones is $30.
Well, you know? we use a.
Yep, that's what we use for everything. Yeah, well, we use.
Where are you doing $30 a month? I'll go there tomorrow.
Podcast. $30 a month is I use Mint Mobile. But it's that would save you right there $70.
Okay.
So yeah, so there's I'm looking at some of these things that are you're paying for, and because you know I'm a very frugal person. I would look for other ways to.
I have no problem with that.
So I you know that would be my thing. I would call around and find out if you can get a better rate.
All right.
And I see you've got Netflix. You know some things are.
I've been trying to get rid of Netflix now for 3 months.
Yeah, but you know I mean that stuff. That is a nice thing to have, but you know that.
It's coming out of my checking account, and we've called them 3 times to remove it, and. It's not happening.
Really?
And in order for that to stop coming out, I've got to pull my check-ins account, and I'm not going to pull my check-ins account. I'll play with Netflix again this month.
I've never had a problem with them, so I don't know. I'm in and out of it all the time myself. Right. But that's what I'm looking at things that I would say, well, I can talk to this company, I can talk to that company. I can shop around for, you know, homeowners insurance and car insurance.
I cannot get any homeowners insurance any cheaper than what I got right there, ma'am. Believe me, have I tried.
Is that per month or is that per year? That insurance.
That's with every month.
That's yeah, every
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot more than I pay.
We pay that every month.
Amen.
And went through Ed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
That seems like an awful lot of money.
I've asked.
I'd ask, are you just asking
we
Ed?
Had,
I'm asking around.
We had, oh my God. Barbos. Yes.
How many vehicles do you have, sir?
I'm going to say one because the other one we don't drive as far.
Okay.
I have two in my door yard.
Right. Okay. Understood. I mean, because I see that you have like here for Geico for the autos for $182.31 a month.
Yeah, I have full coverage on my pickup.
Okay.
And it's liability on my waste car.
Okay, one that you don't drive. That's the one you drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep the insurance on in case he does have to go somewhere in an emergency or whatever.
Okay. Understood. Okay.
Yeah. Do we have any other questions that you can?
Do you have any other questions from anyone? All right. Seeing that, I will ask for a motion to go into deliberative session.
Sure. I'll make a motion to go into a deliberative session.
You want me to step out?
Yeah, we will.
Will we send a letter?
A letter, yeah.
I'm good to go.
You're good to go. You're good to go. And you'll
well, as long as we have somebody else, I have a second. Judy.
Well, thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you, Mr. Dink.
And I will do doing the very best I can do.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, take care now.
Yeah. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Take care, ladies.
Thank you.
Stop.
We will have to stop the recording.
Right? Yeah. I'll pause the recording,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Next order of business is new business, a standardized form for Board of Abatement financial information sheet. And Danny, what you passed out is the updated sheet.
This is what kind of goes around every year. Towns talk about this on the lister's email. And so I think it would help all of us, or at least I like to think it would help all of us, if we had a standard form. That when someone comes in and asks for an abatement, we could say, fill this out.
Yeah.
And then we're not dealing with, little, and I would certainly say we also need copies of what you're going to bring in. But it makes people think about where they're getting their payments from, you know, their jobs or Social Security, any benefits they are getting. And then it's everything you're paying for. And I've added if you have more, you know, attached. I think I need to fix the sheet. But I was hoping that you guys might let me use something like this. And if you have different ideas, we could add something to it. We don't have to make any decisions tonight. But I think most of the towns who have this, they, it works really well. And it's kind of an easy way to look at what's coming in instead of going down through credit card payments and bank statements. And
I like it with the exception of the open-endedness of the final attachment, but please provide copies of as much information as you can of the following. I would probably amend that to be some specific period of time, but otherwise I think it's sound.
There is one thing I can suggest, given what I do for a living, which is that in family law cases in Vermont, the parties are required to fill out forms 813A and 813B. They're financial affidavits, and what they are is very comprehensive listings of all of their income, expenses, assets, things of that sort. It's extremely comprehensive and meant to be. because obviously a court is going to be dividing many of the assets and things of that sort. And they also, for terms of child support and alimony, want to see what they're actually paying a month. I think this is great too. I'm not suggesting it's not, but I mean, the one thing I found is the family law forms, basically we just reproduce it and take the title off of it. I found that they're very, very helpful. And also, I do absolutely agree with you. I think that at a minimum, we need to have see a year's worth of expenses, because I'd like to see how they come, you know, how we can track them as they come and go. They've got seasonal expenses, things like that. And, you know, coming in with, our applicant today came in with one bank statement for 1 month, and that's not helpful when you're dealing with arrearages going way back. So I'm fine with this. I mean, if the board so wishes, I can certainly circulate those forms and see what you think, and you know, if that would be workable.
I would like to look at that.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay,
the more information.
Yeah, I mean, again,
it does help everything. I mean, it's think about what really does go out.
Yeah, I did tell Mr. Dayton to, you know, we wanted to see his payments through the year. And I also asked him to drop it off at least earlier last week so that I could make copies and we would not be held up. But
yeah. Actually, did you get this grid from someone else for another? This actually kind of looks like the grid from 813 A and B, so I can double check and see.
Are you looking to put this in place for now, and then if we get something, we based on the other?
I hadn't really thought of it. I feel that we should have something in place, and if you wanted to think about it and come back. At some point, we could do that if you want to put this in place. And then if we find something that we like better.
You can combine them. You can improve on them. I think the idea being that we need to see as much as possible if they're going to come and make a request.
Yeah. I just think if you handed it to someone and said, we need this filled out, then they would know exactly what we're looking for. And, you know, in this case, I don't think even though I said this is what we're going to be looking at, you know, any car payments, we got none of that.
So are you looking for a motion or just consensus of the people here saying, hey,
we're going to go home and look at it.
Sure. Okay. Well, what I can do is I can get everyone's email address and I can go ahead.
You should have everybody's
from the notice. Okay. I'll go ahead and do that. And I'll just send 813A and 813B to everyone.
Okay. These are very similar now to what also comes out at the dental office, the eye doctor, and some of the medical physicians, because not everyone has full coverage. They're offering you a sliding scale. And this is how,
and that's what they're looking for, right. Same thing with Vermont Legal Aid as well. So I guess I would move that I just go ahead and circulate 813 A and B, and you know, and then we look at those and see if we want that, or we just add to this one here or something of that sort.
Okay.
So I guess it would be essentially we're tabling it for further review.
Okay. So if we had this out already, we would have seen two incomes. We only saw one.
Well, he had on the statement, bank statement, there were three incomes.
For the same person?
Well, I think there were, there were four different. There were four different incomes because on the first he had a payment from the town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right.
Job
here. Right. Then the 2nd of May he had Social Security of 407, and on the 2nd of May he also had 1529.
Okay, but
Lorraine had a point of saying we reverted back to talking about Mr. Dayton, and
we
moved on and closed
that.
We need to make sure
there was another payment.
Okay.
A pension. So he did that out
though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll entertain a motion to table this pending further review.
Yep, I'll make a motion to table this.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor of tabling for further review?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All right. And the final item on the agenda is old business. Do we have any old business? Seeing none. All right. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Do you want to come up with another date to review that, or you just want to play it by ear until we can?
I'd say within, if we get called in, and if we don't get called in, and you're ready, throw
right.
something out
yep.
for us.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. All
yeah.
right.
And if anybody knows about free financial assistance,
well, you know there is one,
and it's definitely.
There's one that is done specifically for older people every year by the IRS around tax time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they basically will sit with persons and help them fill out their taxes and go over other things. I don't know if that's still there anymore.
They do that, but I thought they just did taxes.
Legal aid, like
no, legal aid basically they're only for direct legal problems. I don't know if there is another the Office of Aging or there's some other charity that would do. I mean, I could ask. I mean, that's
got to be somebody. So
what about 411? Or is it 411? 211? 211? That you can call the state and kind of ask them anything.
It's 211.
I don't know, Vermont Council on Aging. I don't know. I feel like we can go all day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, Rich, there's someone out there somewhere.
There's got to be somebody.
There's got to be. And,
I mean, I don't know. You might even be able to listen to me. I don't know. But,
well,
I mean, but I can see a lot of things you can.
I mean, maybe somebody like Norm Badness, who do the access, that maybe he could, find. I'll ask him. He's next to our name.
Marvin Williams.
Yeah, I'll ask him to see what we can do. And we'll come up with so. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Okay.
I'm favorable.
Okay. Seeing no dissent whatsoever. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sam.